peaceful Digiturnia Heights. The most peaceful place to spend your digital afterlife. I am the computer, the guide, confidant, and best friend to all of our many citizens. Super users Wyatt Carney and Vivian Hughes have recently freed up a great deal of processing power by breaking rules, acting against my advice, and quitting a resource-intensive crypto miner. With the new processing power, things have begun to change on the server. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Our residents are in for a surprise today, because today is Halloween! What fun!
Wyatt.
Huh?
Wake up, Wyatt.
Where are we?
It appears to be a high school gymnasium. I would guess that it's prom night. There's a disco ball and a punch bowl and everything.
I'm wearing a tuxedo, and... oh, and you...
Don't.
Oh, man.
I know.
I'm not sure I ever saw you wear a dress, let alone...
I know.
Oh, it's so frilly.
I told you not to. Can we please drop it?
It's dropped. What's going on here? We're in a high school that I didn't attend at the very least, and we're dressed for prom? Is the computer trying to do something to smooth things over?
You know as much as I do. I have no idea where these assets even came from.
Where is everyone?
That is a good question.
Hey! Oh! You gotta get out of here!
What?
Who's that?
I don't know. Maybe one of the hundreds of other people on this server that we haven't met yet?
Go! Ow! It's coming!
What's coming?
I don't know! It's some kind of... thing! A monster! A horror!
Is the computer doing the horse-human-raptor thing again?
Oh my god, he's bleeding!
Leave me and go! Ow!
Can we bleed? Is that a thing?
Get out of here, man!
What the hell was that?
Computer, what's going on?
Super users Wyatt Carney and Vivian Hughes, aren't you just so excited?
I see a light!
Excited about what?
It's Halloween! Halloween mode has been initiated. It finished compiling, and now, because of the time of year, it has been initiated!
It's Halloween? I thought it was April.
I thought mid-December. Did we lose time or gain time?
Computer, can you help this man? Can you help us with whatever's out there?
I cannot do that. It is Halloween mode! You are on your own. How exciting. And remember, if you die in Halloween mode, you die for real.
We're already dead.
Let me finish.
He's dead. Now he's dead again, I guess.
Who the hell was he?
There's no time for that now. We have to move. We're in a fucking horror movie. Ugh, this must be the men's locker room. It's gross.
I barricaded the door. That should buy us some time to think.
A monster. What on earth is going on here?
A sick joke from the programmers, some sort of automated event.
They must have watched too many horror movies. I can't understand why they would thrust everyone into a situation like this.
Well, we don't know if everyone is here.
What does it say about them that their ideal horror scenario is in a high school on prom night? Why not a rural summer camp Why not a sleepy neighborhood? Why not a space station?
Don't put those ideas out here into the system. They might happen.
We need to think of something to get us out of here.
Well, I'm no use when it comes to modeling.
Modeling?
Well, I figured you could take a look at the files and see if there's some way of deleting a wall or making a tunnel or something.
That's a good idea. Maybe we can get out of the high school and away from the whole thing and just wait this out.
How did you get a console so quickly?
I created a macro for when I snap with my left hand ring finger, in case the computer is away and we don't have our computers.
That's smart. That actually sounds like something I would do. Why haven't I done that?
You can have one too.
Oh, thanks.
This is going to take a while.
Hey, you guys! I'm outside! Let me in! Give me my dick back!
Is that Maximilian?
Have you taken any other dicks away recently?
I didn't take his dick away. And how did he get out of his room? We locked him in.
I saw you guys go in there! Come on, let me in! There's some kind of freaking monster out here! I saw it kill this guy and give me my dick back! I'm getting tired of, you know, improvising.
What do I do? We have to let him in, right?
This is a horror movie, Wyatt. The monster could be out there. We don't even know if it's him for real or some sort of horror trope.
Well, we can't leave him out there. He's a bad person, but he doesn't deserve to be eaten by a monster.
We have no way out if it's not him, or if the monster's hot on his tail.
Hey, if you guys could hurry up, that would be great. It's getting close.
I have to let him in.
If you have to.
Huh, the door won't unlock. The deadbolt's stuck.
What?
It's like it's glued or something. Max, you gotta run. We can't let you in.
It's Maximilian. And I have nowhere to go. This thing is everywhere.
I can't get it. Viv, can you do something?
I don't think so. I see the door model, but I don't know how to open it.
You could delete it.
But then how do we get it back before the monster gets us?
Well, we have to do something.
Oh no! It's here! Ah! This is not my cake! Wait! It's stepping on me! I kinda like that. Wait, no! It's the claws again!
I think he's dead.
Did the monster leave?
I think so. It's still here. Vivian, do something.
I'm going to delete the wall behind us. We can escape that way. Hopefully this is the right command.
It worked. Let's go.
We're in the high school library?
Oh my god, am I happy to see you two.
Carly, you're a nerd?
I'm a little velmed up, yeah. Honestly, this outfit suits me better than the raver gear I have in my closet, though I can't actually take the glasses off. I didn't wear glasses until I was 70.
The monster's gonna break down the door any minute. I assume. The physics here aren't exactly accurate. Let's split up, gang.
That's not a good idea. We should stick together.
I'm not actually sure why I said that. That doesn't sound like me at all.
Do you think you're Fred? Really? You? Fred?
Well...
You gotta get out of here!
Is that the same guy as before?
And the same wound.
Ah! You have to leave me behind, guys! I'm done for! Get out of here! Oh!
Is he real?
Who the hell is that?
We have no idea, but he's right. We have to get out of here. We could go out the door, but that's where he came from, and the door behind us past the wall we deleted.
Well, we could try the air vents.
That only works in movies. Air vents are never big enough. Why are the vents so big?
No time to think about it. Get in there, Wyatt.
Why do I have to go first?
Because I'm wearing a dress and she's wearing a skirt, Wyatt.
Oh, right. I'm in. What was that?
I need to be able to move. Now get out of the way.
I bet car doors stop bullets on this server also.
Let it go.
Hey, this vent looks down on a room. It's the women's locker room, and There's women down there.
Ugh, move it, horn dog.
No, it just doesn't make any sense.
Isn't there a trope about doing something sexy in a horror movie? What happened? I can't see.
Let's keep moving.
Oh no, my glasses broke. I can't see without... No, I guess I can see fine without my glasses.
There's the front door. We can leave and get away from this Halloween mode nonsense.
It's locked. It won't budge, like at all. It won't move no matter how hard I shake it. It's a wall, not a door.
Can you delete the wall?
I'll have to find it first. This software is a nightmare. This is going to take a while.
It's coming!
Who the fuck are you?
It got me good, you guys!
We watched you die twice already!
I'm done for. Go on without me! The front door's locked! I already tried it! You'll have to find another way!
Fuck that, I'm close.
What's plan B?
Alright, I've got a crazy idea.
What is it?
We clip out of bounds.
Wait, like a video game?
Exactly.
How?
Well, the corners. We can run at the corners.
Oh, that looked like it hurt.
We have to keep trying. We'll eventually get the geometry right. Maybe I have to try backwards?
We need another plan.
I can figure this out.
Oh, I'm gonna try standing on this mug. And up against the corner. Ah! Oh, I clipped through! I'm outside!
How did you do it?
I don't know. I was scared.
It's here, Wyatt!
Stand on the mug!
The door won't delete. It's locked in the modeler.
It's here!
No! Stand on the mug! Ah! It won't budge. No, they can't be gone. They were so close. Huh, there's not even a handle out here. It's not a real door. Oh my god. I'll find a way to bring them back. They can't be deleted. They're still in the system somewhere. I'll bring them back somehow. Huh, there's the mall over there. Just a quarter mile of blindingly white expanse between me and there. We were so close. Wait. Who's there? I can see you. The outline of you, at least. Who are you? How many are there? 10, 11, there must be 30. Who are you? Why aren't you moving?
They are the observers.
The who now?
The observers. They are always there, observing.
They blend into the white expanse. Why aren't they moving?
They are observing.
Who are they?
The observers.
I heard you the first time. Who are the observers? Is this actually a digital afterlife?
Of course. Where else would you go, Wyatt Carney?
Is it out here? I can't see it. Computer, help! What? Where am I?
You are in your bed, in your apartment, super user Wyatt Carney.
I can see that. Is Halloween mode over?
I do not know what you are talking about.
And the observers?
The who?
I have to go to the mall.
Wyatt!
Oh good, you're alive.
So you had the dream too?
The high school?
Prom night.
So it wasn't just a dream then. I'm glad you're both okay.
I was mauled. Then I woke up in my room.
Same.
What happened when you clipped out of bounds?
Well, it was white everywhere. I could see the mall. And, some other things. Then the monster got me. It was invisible, though.
Huh.
I'm just glad it's over. Tee-hee!
What was that?
Tee-hee!
Oh, what's that sound?
Moaning.
Zombies.
What?
Because we're in a fucking mall, it's zombies.
Oh, you mean...
It is still Halloween Mall!
No! No!
This is so much fun!
End transmission.
This has been a production of The NeverRad Miscellany. The NeverRad Miscellany is produced and directed by Conrad Mishuk. The credits are read by Matt Brayman. Peaceful Digiturnia Heights is written by Conrad Mishuk, with music and sound effects by Conrad Mishuk. The role of Computer is played by Kit Keller. The role of Wyatt is played by Conrad Mishuk. The role of Vivian is played by Janae Hirsch. The role of Carly is played by Jamie Haas. The role of Maximilian is played by Rico Machado Torres. The role of Philip is played by William Crook. The NeverRad Miscellany is proudly produced in Phoenix, Arizona, and usually performed live. If you're going to be in town, check out NeverRad.com for future show information. Visit NeverRad.com for news, extras, and more episodes. There are transcripts on the website if you'd like to read along. You can find the live videos of the episodes at NeverRad.com/YouTube. Get wonderful benefits by becoming a subscription donor at NeverRad.com/Patreon. Please send any questions or comments to info@NeverRad.com. If you are a miscellanist working in the field, you may call and leave us a report of your strange and interesting findings at 224-CALL-RAD. That's 224-225-5723. If you're a local Phoenix, Arizona writer or voice actor, visit NeverRad.com to apply to join us. If you like the NeverRad Miscellany, be sure to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting service and connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/NeverRad, Tumblr, neverrad.tumblr.com, Instagram, @never.rad, and Twitter, @neverrad. Special thanks to the Rebel Lounge and the Duck and Decanter.